another season has arrived, perhaps when it comes to anticipation, a season like few others, a beautiful new home poised to open, another stacked roster of back-to-back appearances in the World Series. Always great to welcome in head softball coach Mike White. Coach White, thanks for checking in. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Steve. Getting ready to head out east.
Yeah, I know. You just finished the tournament in Tempe, about to hit the road for Cajun country. I'm curious as to, before a season begins, do you talk to your team about expectations? Is it year by year, more a focus of what's immediately ahead of you? What's your approach, you know, like right before the first game?
Well, you know, we have goals for the season for sure. I mean, obviously, you want to have that reach. You need to have something that you want to shoot for, and obviously, that's the pinnacle, which is to win the World Series. But of course, there's a lot of steps along the way. You know, you got to compete each weekend. You've got to make sure you have a winning record for start with. Make sure you know you try to win the Pac-12. So there's a lot of other things that go into that. But the overall goal is to hopefully win a national championship.
Now, I was looking over your page, and you've got a volunteer assistant who was a pretty darn good player from you the minute she stepped on the field as a freshman 5 years ago, one of the best bashers in Oregon history. What kind of a role, or maybe how nice of a touch is it to have somebody around the program like Kaylee Cuico?
Yeah, absolutely. Kaylee's been just a big help to us. She played a couple of years in the pro league. You know, really kind of took her game to another level, and now she's interested in getting into coaching. So she's come back. You know, she's able to pitch the ball, you know, throw live BP, and then not only that, but you know, give her insight into the game as far as being a power hitter to some of our players, and also as a defensive person. So she's been a big help to us. And not only that, she also picks the pitchers as well, so she's able to, you know, get those tells. That helps out.
We continue with softball coach Mike White. If you follow any level of baseball, it's nice to have that ace at the top of the rotation. So while you've recruited well and certainly would be confident of who's behind her, how much of it is a bonus heading into a season to know you've got a stud like Sheraton Hawkins in that circle for her 200 innings or so?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being from the left side, you have great movements. And we're hoping that, you know, she's going to take her game to just that next step, you know, going right into the season. She's always done extremely well against, you know, good teams. But now we need to get her to beat the best teams. And I think we're seeing some good things from her. She struggled just a little bit last weekend, but I think you're going to see her do well from this point on.
Now, obviously, Carissa Hovingay moved on. Jerri-Ann Glasgow started 11 games last year. And I see you've got the freshman from Wisconsin, Megan Kleist, has started a couple of games. So first, what could you tell us about her and maybe the kind of contribution you expect season one?
Yeah, Kleist is really kind of like another version like Hovingay, but throws harder. You know, she throws 66 to 68 with a really good changeup, and mostly down the zone. So it's kind of like Jess Moore a little bit. So she gives us a good compliment to Sheridan, and she's kind of unflappable. I mean, sometimes I go out there and I wonder if she's got a pulse going. So She's pretty relaxed, and you know, we threw her into the deep end of the pool last week, and she came out swimming pretty good.
Now, you've got a lot of returning talent, but noticeably missing at the top of the order, left field, one of the greatest players in program history, Janie Takeda. You know, she's kind of one of those anchors every great team needs. So who figures to be in the mix to replace her, you know, as one of your table setters for Decker, Linval, and your big bats?
Boy, I sure wish I could get Janie back for a fifth year, but, you know, it doesn't work that way. But,
sure.
You know, Alyssa Gillespie is right now looking pretty good at the top of the order. Had a good weekend last weekend. You know, so I think she's going to be kind of the mainstay there for this season. You know, either her or Nikki Udrea, and they may be two who kind of work on and off. A kid we're kind of grooming is Sammy Puentes. You know, smaller in stature, about 5'2", so she's not as tall as Janie, but definitely has the kind of speed Janie has, but... You know, definitely, we can't replace a Janie Decatur. We should try and work and get someone to kind of help out in that spot and maybe be more on base with walks and things like that.
Talking Duck softball with Mike White. Team looks loaded for another big run. Coach, March 24th. Seems like that's like talking about Christmas during Thanksgiving. You know it's there. You can't wait for it to come. How much buzz is there around your program, you know, for that first game at your new facility?
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz in the background. I mean, you know, we know it's coming, and we're super, super excited for it. Not only for our team, but also the fans as well. And, you know, be able to play that first series at home in a brand new stadium should be awesome, an awesome event. And, you know, with that anticipation, I think most of the season tickets have been sold out in the bowl area. So it's a good thing.
I know you've got to get rolling. You guys got another, this is an actual long trip ahead of you, hanging to SEC country. But this incredible new stadium, and I mentioned earlier the consecutive trips to the World Series, you play in the most elite conference in the country. At this point, do you and your staff feel comfortable saying, come recruiting time, there is not a home you don't think you've got a legit shot of getting into?
Well, it's starting to get that way. Obviously, there's some kids that want that tradition, you know, that maybe a UCLA or Arizona or something like that has over us. Or, you know, some of them just want to get out of the state and maybe go across the other side of the country. But typically, yeah, we're getting in most homes right now, and especially with the new stadium and the way the whole overall athletic program is going, you know, with the O brand and Nike uniforms and now the Jane Sanders Stadium. It's just it's really shown out to be a good thing for us coming into the future.
And what could you tell us? I know you're, like I said, headed into Cajun country about the programs, the two programs you're going to face this weekend.
Well, you know, definitely ULL is one of those top programs. It's been that way since, I remember back in 2003, I think they knocked us out of a regional down there to go to the World Series. So they've been around that, you know, top of the top 15, top 20, for a number of years now, and they have most of their roster back from last year except their pitching. But they have a kid on there, Lexi Elkins, who hit close to 30 home runs last year, and she hit 5 just in one weekend. So that could be a pretty good challenge for us as far as power matchups.
All right. Well, Coach, I know it's very, very early. You're heading for the Louisiana Classic Friday through Sunday. Obviously, we will chat throughout the year. Always appreciate your time. You and your team travel safe and have a successful trip. And we look forward to chatting when you get back.
Great. We appreciate it. Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
You got it. Coach Mike White.